knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He is Dean.
Oh, you can't deny it. If anyone's Dean Richards, it's Dean Richards.
Got
hi,
the
Dean.
Documentation to prove it.
Yep. Birth certificate. A lot of politicians say you were born in another country, Dean, but that's not true.
That's not true. I have all the documentation. Let them bring on their complaints about my birth
sure.
rights. I'll build a wall around
yep.
them. That's what I'll do. I'll build a wall around them.
Around yourself?
If necessary. I just want to build a wall around something.
Good.
I don't really care what.
You got to have goals. That's yep. so important. Dean, this morning was the premiere of the trailer for the new Star Wars movie, and by new, it won't be out until December of 2017, Rogue One. Have you gotten to see the trailer yet?
I've seen it about 20 times so far.
What'd you think?
I forget that you love Star Wars as much
you do. I'm going through this thing like it's the Zapruder film.
Sure.
Analyzing it frame by frame. I have no idea what I'm looking at. You know, we're all the Star Wars fans are guessing, you know, what things mean and who people are and what's happening. But this whole thing is a very interesting concept because the trailer that premiered this morning is not episode 8.
Right.
A lot of people thought that this was episode 8. This is...
Because you're talking about it. I heard it this morning, and I'm like, oh my God, how could they have a trailer for the next Star Wars movie
right.
already?
They just started filming it.
Yeah. Right.
They barely have anything, even in the camera yet with that. But what the Disney company is going to do, I don't know if you know that Disney has figured out a way to make money on, you know, virtually everything that they do.
Oh.
I've heard that they put gift shops when you exit the attractions
yes.
in there. I've heard they have theme parks.
Yeah,
even.
There's theme parks and everything.
I've heard they've had theme parks, which is really unusual.
Yeah.
But they have found a way to monetize just about everything that they do. And, you know, they spent, I forget how many billions of dollars it was, to buy the Star Wars franchise from George Lucas. So now they own the whole thing. And they are cranking out Star Wars product. Like it's, you know, little chocolates on mm-hmm. I Love Lucy coming mm-hmm. down the conveyor belt. That's how...
Is Ethel in this movie?
They're sticking episodes and figures in their blouses and their hats every place they possibly can. So the thing that came out this morning is the first Star Wars spinoff that is roughly set between episodes 3 and 4, which would have been the first two movies that were released, but are technically episodes 3 and 4 in the chronology of it all. It's a story about a bunch of rebels who are planning to steal the plans for the Death Star.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see a John Boyega in this. You're not going to see Daisy Ridley, some of the characters. You're not going to see any of the veteran characters. All fresh new cast, including Felicity Jones, including Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. I love him.
Forrest Whitaker, fantastic. Diego Luna is one of my favorite actors.
Luna. He's in it.
He is. And oddly, you get a free Bissell rug shampoo when you go see
that's
this movie.
That's a bargain, Dean.
I think that's Empire, but I'm going with the rug joke.
Empire Strikes Back.
So that's what this thing was this morning that came out. We've got it up on the website. I'm sure. I know it's on WGNTV.com. I'd be shocked if it wasn't on WGNRadio.com.
Probably on the back of Jimmy Mack's eyelids right now.
Oh, yep. My gosh. I'm telling you, Star Wars fans, we've watched this. I don't think I'm quite to Jimmy Mack's level with this. I've never gone to any conventions or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm just a fan. I've always been a fan of the series. But I've watched this like 20 times this morning. I've annoyed everybody in the newsroom. Nobody wants to sit near me. Nobody will talk to me.
But can you remember, Dean, a time, now this movie isn't released until December of 2017, do you remember a time where they'll release a trailer to a film that far out? Sometimes you'll just see the title or, you know, something very, very fast, but
boom,
this looked
right.
like a full-on...
This was a full trailer. This was like a minute and 40 seconds, something like that. Now, the trailer that came out this morning will be out in December of this year. December of 2017 will be episode 8.
Oh,
that
all right.
That one's going to be episode 8.
Oh.
And what they're going to do is they're going to alternate years. One year you get sort of a main Star Wars movie. One year you get a spinoff. So it'll be Rogue One that'll come out December of this year, Episode 8 that'll come out in 2017, and then in 2018, another spinoff, Young Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Have they decided yet who's doing the Young Han Solo?
I've not heard that yet. Who's get that plum role? But yeah. that's going to be a good one. I'm not coming out of my mom's basement until I see it.
I'm embarrassed to say that I find the stormtroopers very hot.
Really?
Yeah, I just like the look.
Even though you can't see them?
I just like the black and, I know, usually that bothers me, but I like the black and white. It looks so sharp.
Sure, absolutely.
Very minimalistic.
Mm-hmm.
As they kill you.
Yes. Right, there's that.
You gotta get on the good side, Dean.
Dean, I know what movies you want to talk about this week, and before we get to those, I just have to ask you, there's a movie that I've been looking forward to greatly, because it looks like quite a departure from most movies any of us have ever seen, but I don't think you've seen it yet. The Hardcore Henry movie, you've not seen that,
have
you?
I have not. It opens this weekend. I'm going to try to catch it today. I was trying to go see it this week, and I had some other things going on. So,
What is that about?
I honestly have no idea.
I just know it's all told from one character's eyesight point of view. It looks almost like a video game, a lot of action, but you see it from his viewpoint.
Like you're playing Grand Theft Auto or something?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Wow, that's kind of freaky.
Yeah. I wonder if that holds up over... an hour and 40 minutes. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm going to see it. I'll get to see it tonight, and we'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow.
Okay. It's fun to be you.
But can I review one other thing that's not movies at all before we get to this weekend
these
movies? And I'm sorry to say that I've forgotten the name of the comedian who was on with you. Was it yesterday? I think the day before. Andy Kindler.
Yeah.
I was crying laughing.
He's very funny. So
normally funny. When there's a comedian on the show, I you're driving around, you laugh a little bit.
Sure.
That's funny. That's amusing. I seriously...
Note to us, Bill, don't book any more comedians.
No more comedians.
I had to stop what I was doing because I could not drive while I was laughing
He's
so hard.
He's very funny.
He was so funny.
Naturally funny, though,
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Really, really, really.
He was explaining what the country would be like if Bernie Sanders, a Jewish man, became the president of the United States.
Hilarious.
And, yeah, he's really good at what he does. He is.
Absolutely hilarious.
Well, thank you for saying that. I'll pass that on to him. Dean Richards is here. He's going to talk about what new movies are coming out this weekend. Stay right where you are. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. All right, it's us. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. And Dean Richards is here. You know Dean from places that Dean is.
Grocery store?
Yeah, he goes to the store sometimes.
Was it the cleaners yesterday?
Yeah, sometimes. Yep. Pick up some laundry.
Yep.
Dean, a couple of movies opening this weekend. First and foremost, The Boss. This is the new Melissa McCarthy movie. What do you think?
I was slightly disappointed with it.
Looks so stupid, and I love her.
Yeah, I love her too. I like it better when she works with different writers and directors, I'm sorry to say, because she's the co-writer of this movie with her husband, who also directed this movie. And, it's not a slam against him exactly. I just think that she's better off in the hands of, a Paul Feig or, something where, like, her best movies have been when they're not, concocted over her kitchen table.
Yeah.
This is a movie about just really an awful person. It's a character that she developed at like 15 years ago when she was doing work. I think she told me at Groundlings, in Los Angeles. It's really the sort of obnoxious character, titan of business, inspirational kind of financial advisor, part Susie Orman, part... but much nicer, Susie Orman, much nicer than this character. Part Susie Orman, part Donald Trump, really.
Oh.
I mean, really, says anything, does anything, doesn't care about the consequences, doesn't care who she steps on, really just kind of a financial bully. One day she's busted for insider trading, goes to jail, loses everything, and has to sort of start her life over again. So she moves in with her former assistant, who is just too nice to tell her no, played by Kristen Bell. This obnoxious person now is obnoxious with her daughter, a little daughter who's a Girl Scout, and she gets involved in selling they didn't call it Girl Scouts, they called it something else, but it's essentially the same kind of thing where they're selling cookies, and you know, she's starting to try to build a business up again. Mm-hmm. With the family. Lots very R-rated, very crude, not especially funny. There are some scenes that are like sort of physically shocking, I guess you might say, and in that sense you giggle a little bit, but the comedy is not that strong. The one thing that I really loved about this movie that is kind of tempering my complete hatred for it is that they filmed it in Chicago. There is a lot of Chicago in this movie. And I love when movies are made there. One, because I'm always looking for my house. But, you know, mostly it brings a lot of jobs here. It hires a lot of people, actors, production people. It's great for people in Chicago. So I like that. And they do it effectively. It's not... like My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, they pretend is in Chicago when really it was shot in Toronto. And they have a few, you know, there's a few exterior shots where they try to make it slightly look like Chicago. This is the real deal. They get what is cool about Chicago, because Melissa is from here. Her husband Ben is from Carbondale, lived here in Chicago for a long time. So they're fans of Chicago. They get it. They understand it. So that part of it I liked. I wish it was a little funnier. It's not as bad as Tammy, mm-hmm. The Melissa McCarthy movie Tammy, but it's not as good as some of her better comedies that she's had out over the past couple of years. So a little bit disappointed, wound up giving it a B-.
Wouldn't you hope that somebody that she trusts can say to her, look for scripts that are more like St. Vincent if you're trying to carve a career? That's a much better move for you than doing this kind of big, broad comedy.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, some of her big, broad comedies have worked, but I think that should happen. But, you know, I have to wonder when a couple of the films that she's done with her husband, Tammy was one of them, were such complete failures, box office wise and also critically. I wonder if the people who are closest to her aren't even able to recognize that. You know what I mean? That mm-hmm. you would hope that you could, you know, turn to your spouse and, you know, say, what do you think of this? And they'll tell you, wow, that is not good.
Right.
That
right.
is a steaming pile of not good.
Right. Yep.
But she doesn't care. I mean, she's working with her husband, having a great time.
They are
filming in Chicago.
Exactly.
I
right.
guess she doesn't, you know, why should she care if it's a success? She's
working
arrived.
With the people she loves. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess so. But I mean, I don't know why you just wouldn't try to hit it, you know, hit it out of the park every time. It's not awful. You'll have a few laughs in here, but this movie is more like Tammy than it is Spy or the Heat, and certainly St. Vincent. That's in a class all by itself.
Without a doubt. Okay, and then the other big release this weekend is the Jake Gyllenhaal film Demolition. What did you think of
this
that?
This is a mess. This movie is such a mess. Jake Gyllenhaal plays a guy driving along with his wife one day. They're in a terrible car accident. She's killed in the car accident. And he's trying to put the pieces of his life back together again in the most confusing... He's trying to put the pieces of his life together again by demolishing things. I don't mean in anger. I mean in taking things apart and in examining the intricacies of things. It's a movie that has lots of interesting little pieces to it, but all these interesting little pieces don't really come together at all. They just don't make any sense. There are a few funny moments in the film. There's one or two sort of touching and poignant scenes, but mostly there is just one disjointed scene after another that really doesn't further the story of him processing his grief. Whether or not he really was in love with his wife in the first place, they put out little subplots and never follow up on them. I think it's just a really messy movie that doesn't make a lot of sense. All we know for sure is that Jake Gyllenhaal loves to do scenes without his shirt on.
Oh,
and why wouldn't he?
And that apparently, when you're grieving the loss of your loved ones, the main thing you want to do is shave your chest hair.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of that going on in the movie.
You know, like when girls have trouble, look at Britney Spears. When she was depressed, she cut her hair all off.
Regrowth.
Yeah. I mean, it's
That's what it is, symbolic.
Yes.
It's a metaphorically regrowth. I never even thought of that part. And apparently a metaphoric, really itchy period that you must go through just right after that.
Wouldn't you agree, though, Dean, that when he's on his game, he's one of the more interesting actors to watch?
What was that movie where he played the psycho?
Nightcrawler. Yeah, he was great in that.
He was this like, weird photojournalist. That was such a great movie. That, in a way, I thought his character was going to be as complex and as kind of disturbed as that.
Yeah.
And then they keep introducing them, and there must be like a half a dozen subplots in there that go absolutely nowhere, that really don't relate to one another like they did in Nightcrawler. So I was really disappointed with this one. Dean's List D. On this one, but then I went home and shaved my chest.
Sure, that'll cheer you right up.
Right.
Smooth.
And I'm doing this segment right now without a shirt on. Take that for a visual
image. How
about
that? Yum.
Only if you're rubbing your chest while you're talking to us.
Enjoy your lunch with that visual image, ladies and gentlemen.
We shall. We shall. It's Dean Richards, everybody. Thank you, Dean.
Thanks,
have a great weekend.
See you guys.
A quick break, and then we'll find out what's coming up on the Winchester Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.